The former Tory MP Edwina Curry has sparked controversy again. This time she's called a size 7 lingerie model obese. Size 14 lingerie model obese. Ashley Graham, who's an American plus size model, has recently made history after becoming the first curvaceous model to feature in a Sports Illustrated magazine swimsuit issue. Edwina has said that looking like a curvy model was not sending out a healthy message to women and that Ashley Graham was heading for diabetes. Good morning, Edwina.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Good to talk to you. Catherine Zadesky, size acceptance campaigners with us too. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Spell this out, Edwina.
Well, let's first of all discount the idea that size, that the official size is so 10 or 12 or 14, is any guide. Because over the last few years, what's been happening is something called vanity sizing. The retailers, realizing that most of us would not want to buy a size 18, have been resizing them down. Going down, you know, an old size 18 is now size 14. So you can't go by size at all. And this is particularly prevalent in countries like the United Kingdom and the United States. And one of the reasons they're doing it is because people are getting fatter and fatter and fatter. We have, in the UK, we have 60% of adults now are either overweight or obese. The number of children who are obese is rising very fast. And if you're seriously overweight, then you're heading for health problems. And the problem is, one of the issues is that the image, the glamorous image of a fat model is saying to people, you know what, if you look like me, you're okay. Well, you're not, and you're likely to run into serious health problems in future.
So you want everybody to be aspiring to be this perfectly rounded human shape, do you? And if you're not that absolute perfect weight, you're not worthy of being seen in a magazine.
Oh,
are you for real?
What's healthy and what is normal is a wide range. As you know, people are all sorts of sizes and shapes. And what's healthy also depends to some extent on how you look after yourself and what you eat. Do you get some exercise? I know you go running every day, Stephen, so you're a perfect health model. Am I right?
No.
Well, maybe not, but there you go. I know you are very, very concerned about these issues. The brand managers know, and the fashion industry knows, because we've had London Fashion Week recently, that if you have a particular style that's shown as really glamorous, the people on that side of the equation, they will buy that. They will buy it. They will buy into it. They feel it's validated. And the trouble is, we now have even doctors who are too politically correct, if you like, to say to a patient who comes in with a bad back and diabetes, you know what? The reason is because you're 19 stone. And we can help you get that weight off. Just as we helped you to stop smoking, we can help you get yourself into a much better place, a much better place.
Catherine?
Well, the assumption here is that everybody who's a size 14 is somehow unhealthy, and that is blatantly
No, that's
untrue.
Not. Well, that's not
that's
true.
That's completely untrue.
Well, of course
also,
it's untrue.
The only model that we've had of a larger size, and you want to go up the wall and say this is outrageous, we can't have this kind of model. And yet for years and years we've been having an unhealthy image portrayed of women of a very, very small size, and yet you haven't opened your mouth yet.
I'm just saying
you are unhealthy over a size 14, and yet you didn't raise your voice when size 0 and less than size 0 models were stalking the catwalk.
They're both wrong.
This is unhealthy. So why are you coming out with this now? Because I think you've got a vested interest in this nonsense.
Really? Go on, tell me. What's my vested interest? Go on, tell me.
I just think you seem to have a position
where women... Who's paying me to say this, huh?
Well, if only I could find the figures. But to be honest, the pharmaceuticals are doing extremely well off of this kind of stuff. But that's not really my point. My point is that you seem to be in a position where you feel it's okay to say to women that they are unacceptable if their body size doesn't fit. And I think that is a terrible and damaging thing to say to women. And I think it obsesses women.
But I haven't said that.
And that is wrong.
Right. Stephen, what she's just said, I would totally agree with. If it were true, that's not what I have said and that's not where I've come from. And I am not funded by the pharmaceutical companies, believe me. It comes from, on Sunday morning, I was doing the breakfast breakfast review of the newspapers on BBC TV, which is why I wasn't on your programme on Radio 5 Live the night before. And one of the articles was by Katie Glass, looking at the curvy models and looking at some of the models who are complaining that curvy models are now so much in demand that they're being required to pad out their clothes. And you think to yourself, what kind of image is that? Now, you can't go by sizes because the companies have been reducing the sizes over the years.
But are you saying you can't be curvy and fit?
Did I say that?
Are you saying it? That's what
I'm asking. No, of course I didn't say that. But you can't be overweight and heavy and obese and fit. And the problem is that if you use as models, young women, they're likely to be healthy. If they're still like that and they're encouraging people in their 40s and 50s and the brand image says it's okay to be overweight, then you're going to have big trouble. There is a reason why.
Yeah, but it is okay to be overweight, isn't it? It's okay to be overweight, as in we're not going to pillory you. We're not going to isolate you. We all know that we should be doing things better. But
we can't
you're essentially,
isolate. But, you're but, in the majority.
So what do you want? Do you want people who are overweight? Do you want them isolated? Do you want them banned from magazines? What are you talking about?
I think the fashion industry in particular has to be much more responsible, just as, and it's absolutely right, just as we've become very anxious about anorexic models, and we have rightly said we're not going to have them on the fashion walks in London, because the image that presents to young girls is extremely dangerous. We should also be aware that it is actually dangerous in terms of health of the population as a whole to put on models who are heavily overweight. You cannot go by sizes. The sizes will change. I tell you what, that model, same model, next year will be a stone heavier and should be a size 12. You know why? Because the big businesses are trying to sell us stuff and they're saying it's all right to be grossly overweight and grossly obese, and it's wrong. We now have a situation which, you know,
well, it's
normally
bad for hold on, there's a difference between saying something's wrong and something's bad for someone's health.
Well, so because we're all paying for the ill health that is the result. The misery. Let me tell you something. There's diabetes in my family. My cousin got herself to 85 by keeping fit, playing tennis, keeping her weight down. Her mother, my auntie, died in a wheelchair minus a leg because of overweight and diabetes. It's a horrible thing to go into. And we should be very, very responsible about this. It's not a question of isolating a minority. The majority of people in this country are now overweight.
OK, here's Liam in Draperstown. Morning, Liam.
I personally know two people. One of them, they exercised every day. They watched what they ate. They drank boiled water. I know a young school teacher. He was the same every time you seen him. He was exercising and that there. And my mother-in-law, who had weight like yourself, lived longer than any of them, lived to a ripe old age, never had a heart problem or a joint problem. You know, so where's the consistency in all of this?
Oh, there's never 100% risk of doing anything. Sometimes you have to poke into people's lifestyles to find out what they're doing right. There was a wonderful old gent in his 90s who said, I live on fish and chips every day. But what he did was walking half a mile to the chip shop. He'd probably do himself more good like that. It's a combination.
Okay, Catherine?
It's a combination.
Stephen?
I think it's a nonsense, and I think between the nose full, well, it's a nonsense to say that everybody over a certain size is going to be unhealthy. And as I've said a million times,
I didn't say
before,
that. I said the risk increases.
Excuse me, I've listened respectfully to what you said. Equating thinness with health is a very dangerous precept. Health is not the province of the thin. It's not the place that you go. As long as you're thin, you're going to be healthy. Thin people get sick too. There are studies which prove this and show this. And in fact, there's a very important study by the European Heart Journal published in that magazine, which says that the people over larger size who exercise regularly actually live an average of 3.1 years longer than a thinner person who does not exercise. Exercise is key and crucial, which I've said all the way through this. Your size does not matter, your health does. And
but your size does matter. Your size does matter.
Size. No, I'm sorry, you're reading the wrong studies. You're reading the nonsense.
Oh, you're picking out the ones that you are.
The true ones.
How much, can I ask you, how much do you weigh?
And really, you need to support people.
How much do you weigh?
Whatever size they are, to be the best people that
they
are.
She's asking how much.
How much do you weigh? How much do you weigh?
What's that got to do with the price of cheese? I'm very large.
She's not going to tell us.
I know, I'm very large.
How much do you weigh?
What does that matter to do with my argument? I'm a large person.
Well, if it
person.
Does matter,
I'm
then
the gym
tell
three
us.
Times a week. I have no health complications.
All right,
there you
fine,
go.
That's lovely. Then tell us. If it doesn't matter, tell us. How much do you weigh?
Why are you're trying to nail me on that one? Because you can't answer my argument, can you?
How much do you weigh, Edwina Curry?
Me, I weigh 11 stone, and that's too much, but I exercise every day. Walking the dogs, which is I'm due now. I'm getting out there in the sunshine.
Well, I'm surprised you don't have a dog walker. Edwina, thank you. Catherine, thank you.